Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the evening that we look at the affairs of business, economics, and everything that affect our bread and butter. And we are very happy to be here. How are you? How are you doing? And also, what are you busy with? What is your contribution today to Namibia economic development? And when others are on the table discussing about the future of Namibia, when others are on the table discussing about resource utilization, when people are speaking about quotas, when people are speaking about shares, when people are speaking about owning institutions, what is your discussion? What is your discussion? When people are speaking about futuristic approach, where they are going to be in the next 10 years, what is your discussion? Are we still at that old discussion of who is the most beautiful lady in town, who is driving the first cars, and where to, as we are going? Are we still in that discussion when people are speaking about oil and gas? And today in the morning I was speaking about the statement of Yoweri Museveni, who said, no, it's not correct that Ugandans, we are just here eating macaroni, when the U.S., are traveling around the moon, and that is a common property. It's not correct we are just dancing pakachini here in Uganda. That is what Museveni was saying, and I went to do the search to say what kind of music is pakachini. If you search that, you will realize and understand that that freestyle of people dancing going down, that is what we are known as Africans. But I think we are one that, particularly when it comes to coming about a real discussion, and not only about discussions, but looking at a real conversation that will take us somewhere. Because when our ancestors fought for this land, we can also continue just speaking, but we need to enter that zone through discussion, through sharing of information, and indeed through strategic planning. Because people cannot wait to take flights to Namibia. Why we are here in Namibia, thinking about where our next bread is going to come from. And we must find that connection. We must really find out that when people are saying that Namibia is very rich, when you have a lot of rich guys in Namibia, I mean, we have few super rich people in Namibia, and majority of us, we are not able to afford even a fat cake on the street. What is that we need to do? That's why today's conversation will be able to look at Namibia International Energy Conference 2026, and I'll give you a highlight of what has happened, and I'll also be able to discuss and interrogate some of the questions to say, where are we and what are we doing, and who is going to be there, particularly when the resources of Namibia are going to be fruitful. And also we also need to look at the aspect of to say, what lesson have we learned from mining industry? Because celebration is one thing that we have resources. But what lesson have we learned from mining industry to say, is the mining sector contribution to Namibian GDP, satisfactory over all those years? Why is the mining industry contribution to the Namibian, GDP is less than what the meme who is selling fat cake is contributing, to the Namibian GDP? And you can get to that, particularly when you look at the informal economy the informal sector contribution to the GDP. Then you compare with mining sector. Then you look at the numbers of people employed in the mining sector. At which area? What influence do they have? And also the sector itself. And it's quite a very critical moment that we need to look at. And we are going to engage that, particularly deep down the conversation. But before we go there, today I was looking at the court in East London, when Malema appeared in court today for sentencing, but it was pushed to tomorrow to hear his fate. And especially when you are reading between the lines, to say, a young advocate, a senior counsel, Tebeka Mukaitombe, it's a well-known South African lawyer who is representing Malema. He was able to poke hole in the argument that was presented by AfriForum, particularly when the state is looking for 15 years of imprisonment of Julius Malema. And I'm also starting to believe that I don't think he's going to jail. Let's wait and see tomorrow, because He has quite a very good lawyer, but he's also somebody who is understandable when it's coming to reasoning, particularly the case of discharging a firearm. And looking at that, if you need somebody in your corner and you're in South Africa, I think Tebeka Nguka Itombi, plus, who is this guy? Darling Pofu. And one of the, you can call them the son of the soil, because they are the new generation of advocates post South African independence. And they can represent you anyway. Remember that this guy, Tebeka, is a guy also who led the legal, it's called the legal army of South African representative when they went to international court, particularly putting on forward that case of Israel and the case of genocide in international court. And we are yet to see. And for the student of law, I think you must, if you have to look at an argument, if you have to look at legal arguments and also the way people behave in court, watch what's happening today in the court in East London. And Malema is a very interesting guy, because there is always somebody in front of him, particularly when he's coming to court. He's saying it is his spiritual father. And he was telling people to say, his ancestor told him to say, he will see the gate of prison, but he is not going to enter. And that is going to be proven tomorrow. And it's also telling you that in South Africa, there is no safe person. If you've done something, I think the court will come for you. But it's an interesting thing to look, to say, is he going to be given the years that the state is proposing? Or is he going to be given a non-custodial sentence? Because he's found guilty. And he was supposed to be sentenced today. And you can also see that, you need to be a tough man. You need to be a tough man. It's not only about controversy, it's also about fighting battles, because you'll be able to see that Malema went through a lot. Yeah, there are a lot of cases. There was a case of tax invasion. There was a lot of cases. The tax results up and down, fighting in courts and all these things. But I think he's a lucky guy, because the case is going to be finalized tomorrow. We are yet to see what will happen. And also to see, and you ask yourself a question, if you have to be asked, who is the best lawyer in Namibia, who are you going to choose? Particularly the post-independence lawyer, Namibian lawyers, which one you can take to international level? Because Tembeka, they were going today one-on-one with Justice Oliver, particularly when looking at the content of law, and it's interesting to see that, those things, all those years when you hear senior counsel was only thing for, and it's very clear for white people, because people used to think that, no, there's no one who can become a senior counsel, because senior counsel is a lawyer of note, and it's a rank that you have to achieve within the legal fraternity, and you have a different style of wearing, different level of respect. That's why there are levels and ranks. You can't just become a legal practitioner and you say the law is the law. There are also rooms that you are not going to enter. But we are yet to see how things are turning out. And looking at the Strait of Hormuz, things are becoming hard and tough every day. When US is also blocking ships to come in, and the Iranians are saying, the Strait of Hormuz is not like WhatsApp. When somebody block you, I was going to block them. But the only person who is feeling the direct pain now is Europe. Europe is feeling the pain. Europe is feeling the pain because Europe has already come up with a plan to open the Strait of Hormuz, because regardless of what Trump is saying, Europe is saying we can't live this way. They come up with a plan to open the Strait of Hormuz. And yeah, analysts are saying the guy who closed or who come up with that strategy, because there are two interesting people that, are in the history of Iran. Apart from Ayatollah, there is a late Ari Ralijani, who was the chair of Security Council. He's the guy who come up with that strategy to say, if they hold us, we just, close that tap, and no one is going to survive in this world. Now the guy was a guy who was able to negotiate with people. Then the Israelis, they killed him. Now we can't talk. He's a guy who came up with a strategy. Now he's dead. And also the guy who came up with Moisak, you know, military strategy to say, even if all commanders are dead, the war is still going to continue. And it's something interesting to realize that you realize that you fight all enemies, all directions. And it's interesting to see how these things are going to turn out, because if the world is not taking note, we are not going to learn anything. And at the center of that, understand that there's nothing else which people are fighting for other than oil and gas, petroleum products, oil and gas. And that is exactly what we're going to discuss today. And we should not be naive, especially when we speak about oil and gas. We should not only looking at the jobs, what we are benefiting, but we also need to look at the strategic ownership of the resources. We also need to look at the strategic ownership of the resources, because if we don't look at that, it is undeniable that all the companies that we see today that are in oil industry, they are everywhere in the world. And we need Namibians to study and learn to say, Company A and B, how did they deal with that situation in DRC, in Cameroon, in Sudan, in Venezuela, in Iraq, in Iran, and all these things? Because you can't just be here dancing Pagachini, as Museveni said, just an expression to indicate that we can't just be too relaxed in one way, but we must look and understand what is the case study of a successful country that have dealt with oil and gas. Because as Namibia, we are only looking to say, what is in for us? How are we going to eat? And the question with us young people, we are saying, no, how am I going to work into that? Because strategic economic resources is more than work, but it's also about defining the future of this country. And let us look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to look a little bit on what has happened today, particularly at in Namibia International Energy Conference, when it was opened by the president, and also some of the key points that the president has said, and also to see that where are we Namibians when people are discussing about these things. And there's something that I have also observed to say, I think at some point Karl Marx has defined it very well to say, a history is a history of class struggle. And there is always an aspect of societal stratification. Because having privileged to travel around and also see different levels of engagement, you'll be able to understand that people that you see at conferences like International Conference of Energy Conference, I just don't want to see a high level people, but are people with a certain class. And you also want to ask yourself a question to say, is this class of people communicating to the middle class of the Namibian people? Because we may think that we are at the same page as all Namibians, but there is still somebody who don't understand. And I'm not saying everybody must be accommodated, but you just be able to see that when you speak about critical issue of natural resources, you see that levels and levels, and there are people who don't appear at middle class meetings. There are people who don't appear at constituency meetings. And I was asking myself, when I look around, do we even have a constituency councillor here? If there was one I did not see, maybe, you know, I missed that out. I was also trying to check if we have our governors there, one or two. Maybe they were there. But I'm still not seeing these people. And you're asking yourself a question to say, at what point are we going to have societal coherence? And also understanding that when you speak about these conversations, what do we really mean? And how are this information also distributed around? Because the fact of the matter is that the oil is coming, not now, not tomorrow, maybe next year, but it's coming out. And the question is that when it's coming out, is it in whose hand? And when it's coming out, do you have an approved framework on that ground? Because today I was reading it. There is one interesting article online which was written by Shikongolo Chambers that analyzed the analyze the petroleum and you know, that analyze you know, the petroleum exploration production amendment bill of 2025, and it simplified very well. And through that reading, I was also able to get what was the way forward, because this Chikongolo Chambers really wrote something interesting. They also look at, you know, key arguments, the challenges, and also some of conundrums that can become out from this aspect. But they also wrote something that is called the balanced way forward, that look at to say the amendment bill is not flawed in conception, rather is under defined in structure, with clear separation of functions, defined tenure and qualification standard for leadership, strengthening parliamentary interference. But if you read, it also indicated that the last three, executive coordination and institutional balance, are not mutually exclusive, but they require careful drafting to coexist sustainably. Too diplomatic, but very clear too, particularly when you are looking at that concept also to look to say you need to be very careful in drafting, and also to coexist sustainably. And that word sustainably will be able to indicate to you that it's about sustainability, to say when you pass this bill, is it going to be sustainable? Can you still pick up that act in 2045 and you say, yes, now maybe I made the right choice? Because this is about the future of the country. But it's interesting to see how Parliament is going to deal with that, because when you look at what the big guys in the industry, the big players, and I must be very clear to you, everybody is here in Namibia. The French are here, a good friend from Europe are here, good friend from the US, everybody's looking at Namibia. The Middle East is here, and people are looking at that oil and gas. And I'm asking you a question to say, as a Namibian, what information do you have about oil and gas? And if somebody has to say, Susanna, Maria, Natasha, or Thomas, or Philemon, what role do you think are going to play in this lucrative industry that have an ability to turn around Namibia in the future? What role are you going to play? If somebody asks you that question, I'm going to be a hand hanger. I'm going to sell fat cake at onshore or offshore. Are going to be a security guard protecting the plant, protecting the drilling facility, which is good, but should not be priority number one? Are you going to be in the boardroom making decisions? Are you going to, or you are just going to watch and wait to see how am I going to benefit from that? Because it's critical, it's possible, but I think when it comes to the aspect of information, we really need to up our game, because what I see is that when the investor come here, investor is here for business. Don't think he's here for anything. He's here for business. It's for us to put our house in order and see how we can meet the investor halfway. Because they cannot come to our house and say, no, chief, how can I assist you? Oil and gas aspect. But yeah, let us look at a short commercial break. You can still engage us in the studio, 0832884010 8888401. The question that we're asking ourselves is that when people are planning about Namibia's future, what are we doing as a country? What are we doing as a people? What are we doing to align ourselves with what is going to be called Africa Energy Hub? That is Namibia. And also, if you want also to learn, go online, read books about countries that had oil or that have oil. Read books about Libya. Read books about Nigeria. Read articles about, or documentaries about DRC. Read about successful stories in the Middle East. Read about Qatar, Oman, Saudi Arabia. Even the US too. and get that understanding. When you get that understanding, then it's very clear for you that you see that it's that who take action and get involved in the industry that's going to be assisted. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue the conversation.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
I enjoyed the country so well. You were so nice, and Namibia made us home.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
It's 32 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. And today we are reflecting, trying to get a picture of what has happened today, particularly at Namibia International Energy Conference 2026, and we had to ask ourselves critical questions too. To say when Namibia is going to take its first oil, or to discover, or to take out its first oil, where are you going to be? and how we're going to benefit from that aspect. When the president is busy defending us and wants the resources to come to us, what are we doing to come closer to that vision? Are we fragmented in terms of where we want to get the country into? Or do we really have that clear understanding? When other kids are discussing energy and oil and gas, where are you? Are you at the bottle store dancing? Are you sleeping? And when you, the time that you are waking up, people are driving, latest Range Rovers, and people have moved on. They bought their new cars and married to their beautiful wives. But you're in the same country, same age, maybe same qualification, maybe you have a better qualification. But the question is that when a discussion of critical importance are happening, where are you? And also, what is taking you far from engaging in that aspect? And also to get deeper to say, those who are in front of us, do we really have real people that are looking at 20 years? And the president makes something very clear today to say no. Because there was a presentation of Namibia Vision to say, this is what will happen if what we are intending to, what they are intending to do is what have happened. They present a very beautiful picture with Namibia culture, Namibia, buildings such as the building that you see in Dubai and Oman, the building that you see in Saudi Arabia. And that is a positive picture that was painted today. And these statues of former presidents standing and all these things, and people were so intrigued to say, I think oil and gas has a future. But I want to provoke you a little bit. What was not presented today, maybe that could make us understand, is what could go wrong if we don't handle our resources correctly. Because that could be a very good understanding. It's good to be optimistic. If I was the organizer of that event, I would say, okay, present this one and present an opposite of this one to say, if you don't take care of that resources, it's not only about this beautiful thing. Then you were just supposed to present even an empty desert on the other side to say, this is what would happen if we don't handle our oil and gas correctly. This is what happened if our framework is not done correctly. Because what was presented today is so beautiful. And everybody hoping to be there in the next 20 years so that we'll see the fruits of our own resources. But there's something that we have missed to say. Being a realist, it's quite very clear to say, why are you not presenting this picture to say, this is not an automatic, it's not automatic that Namibia is going to be, a richest country in Africa in 20 years. It's not automatic. It is also not guaranteed. But it depends on how we behave toward that vision. It also depends on how we are engaging toward that vision. Because had we presented that picture to say, okay, this is what could happen. These are the beautiful pictures of Namibia. This is how the country is going to look like. This is the vision. But also presented an alternative to say, if we are not consistent with our policies, if we are not clear with our policies, if we are not clear with sharing of information, if we are not clear with the contract that we are entering into, if we are not very persistent and prudent in economic decision that we are making, this is also what the country could look like. Then people say, you're just supposed to present a picture of Gaddafi out there and the chaos that was happening. Present 2011. It's not a matter of being a negative, but it's a matter of being real. To say, being positive and optimistic without having something in mind that can able to guide you to say, you know, there's always a thing those days, when you are growing up, the teachers always giving us an example to say, no, you guys must study hard so that you become a teacher, you become a police officer, you become a soldier, you become a doctor, you become a lawyer. If not, you will be looking like that guy throughout the school fence, that guy who is carrying that, you know, that bottle of water, that, you know, mini tank of water, just so that he can give him a drink. There's always an example that is given, and that is a very good motivation, but telling a kid that study hard so that you can become a professional profession without giving the child an alternative, your child will not study because it's not correct to give that. Because what I was expecting today, maybe in the future too, to say, we have seen optimism, we have been not pampered. What is a good way? We have been excited. Future has been presented to Namibia. It's not the first time Namibia future has been presented. It's not the first time Namibia future has been presented. After independence, Namibia future has been presented. After Namibia become upper middle income, Namibia future has been presented. After the discovery of certain resources, Namibia future has been presented. The question is that, what we do not know, or what we did not do, we don't want to look at that negative thing to say, this could happen if we continue debating in parliament without passing a law. Or this could happen if we don't scrutinize that legal framework. Or this could happen if we are still discussing politics instead of entering the aspect of state affairs and what can be done. If we are still looking at each other as enemies. Because, believe me, you, it's up to us, either it's young people, either it's students, either it's those who are in the future. But I want you to listen a little bit to what the head of state have said, particularly today at the International Conference of Energy, and also to get a clear picture on where we are going as a country. So stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 7. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-2888-401.
As you have mentioned, you are continuing. Gulf Energy has reported significant findings in the Mopane complex. Additionally, discoveries by Rhino Resources, you have also spoken here, and Zure Energy Namibia, including the Capricorn North and Volans prospects, further reinforcing this potential. Collectively, these discoveries confirm Namibia is a proven and highly prospective petroleum provinces, with the scale and quality to compete globally. It is you who are going to help us. It's you who are going to work with us as we become competitive globally in as far as energy is concerned. And our advantage, we are a coastal town, country, and that is one of the advantage you may rely on as we join this strategic global industry. Director of Ceremonies, the implications of this discovery are significant. They present a pathway to economic transformation through increased revenues, infrastructure development, industrial growth, and employment creation. They also position Namibia within a global energy system during this period of transition. Government's focus is to convert those resources into long-term national values through project management, local capacity development, and economic diversification. The dream we have seen this morning in the video, where we want to see Namibia, it's not impossible. All of us in this room, we might not see it. All of us in this room, we might not see it. But if we do a strong foundation, if we do a strong strategic programs, generations and generations will come after us. That's what they are going to do to see. We don't do things for us as individuals to benefit. We don't plan to benefit ourselves. Of course, we have to survive in the process of planning, but the end result have to be seen by the generations to come. And this is one of the dreams. And I want this to stuck in the minds of Namibians. Selma, I would want many Namibians to see this film so that this dream, they own it. Once they own it, whatever they are doing it with a focus, they are doing it with a vision, and they are doing it with integrity as they want this generation to be remembered for what they have prepared for other generations that follows.
Yeah, that is the word of the president. She indicated that we may all not see that dream, but we need to be strategic. You know, if you plan 20 years ahead, if you plan 30 years ahead or 40 years ahead, that is a very beautiful thing, because other people will just come and continue. Let's look at cybersecurity and come back shortly.
Egameno jomau yere lego komarungura, kalishi ashike upsakadi opa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu opa shigwana, upsakadi opaliko, no hashivuro okuyamoshi para uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba go Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma ovigaji miongo mbali na hamano. Iikondo epangero mahangano opa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero esikwa mirongo mbali na gali siko mbali na ganega apiriri mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga ukoshoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kena una okuironge kithira omashongo wako marungura no marongo kehopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru enji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedho apo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo jom tumba wotungoka otakukakarao VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angitho no mapurapuro watatha na nayo konraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoiheali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwepanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Yeah, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288. You can call back 083-288-401. You know, the beautiful dream that was presented, you know, it's so beautiful to that extent that you'll be able to see that I think we are getting there. And I want to be a bit of a pessimist to say you need to be a realist to get the result very clear. We only want a video that can also see the future of Namibia if we don't do what we say. Maybe we can learn from that. That's the only thing that we're going, that's going to assist us. Because that video was taken into the future. And you know, the use of technology, people can design how Namibia could look like when oil and gas at a certain barrel can be able to be produced, and how the future of Namibia will be looking like. Good evening.
David.
Yes, how are you?
Good evening.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
No, it's thank God.
Yeah.
All is well.
Yeah.
So the state should not be discouraged.
Yeah.
Syria, too many people or whatever, they think it's a shame, it's a what, and there are many other perceptions that discourage people.
Yeah.
So last time when we were talking about graduation coming or UNAM and all these other institutions that are coming, and we're saying, you must tell them it's hot outside there.
Yeah.
It's true, it's hot.
Oh, it's very hot.
It's really hot. When you look at those digital world now, and the innovation and things that are coming up, especially for when you get a job, when you get a certificate or degree, and you now need to have some additional soft skills that you can, that are employable.
Yeah,
I don't know how they will also think of organizing themselves.
Yeah,
their qualification and compile them.
It's strategically position themselves.
Oh, strategically position themselves, because you cannot do that, my friend. Eh?
You need a strategy. You know what? You know, we become strategic planners and not strategic implementers. We have a lot of strategies already. We have a lot of strategies. Everybody is
talking about strategies. Why can't you make use of this one?
We need to strategically plan. We have a lot of meetings in Namibia. And you can just strategize about another strategic meeting.
Exactly.
And you ask yourself, what's the strategy? Yeah.
So your strategy must be aligned to the prevailing situation.
Yeah.
The social and political issues.
Yeah.
That way you can now say, fine,
yeah,
if this institution is doing this, and every institution has got a mandate to reduce poverty.
Indeed.
Generate income, revenue, and the nation, especially the state-owned entities.
Yeah.
So those ones, they are well-equipped.
Indeed.
Isn't it? So otherwise, we need just to mobilize them and encourage them.
Yeah.
And then see how they, when they come in there, they shouldn't have that much fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Because that will cripple them and say, okay, they are even coming when Mutumbo was talking about those youth funds and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading a lot of money generated, even from the green scheme.
Mm.
Not green skin, but a green hydrogen schemes and all these things. So people are talking about solar, rural electrification, and people are also building construction.
Yeah.
So can they come out at least and then they combine with those legal ones, the accounting managers, and then they get the ATSAM to just do something? Or do you think they present a proposal, a funding proposal like that, which is more can be translated into those monetary values? You think it will be rejected? I don't think so.
I don't think anything can be rejected, particularly when it's it sounds developmental.
Viable.
Yeah, it sounds viable. Mm-hmm. Unless you find somebody who is just counterproductive. Those are called how do you call them in exile? It's counter-revolutionary.
Counter-revolutionary.
No, this guy is a counter-revolutionary. Unless you are a counter-revolutionary.
But at least you can counter. You can counter some ideas.
But not the revolution itself.
No. Even if it's a revolution, maybe it's in a very positive manner.
No. They say you can disagree on the formula of the revolution, but not the revolution itself. Don't be a counter-revolution.
I think you are correct.
Not,
if you end up revolting and those kind of things. So your friend is big, eh?
Who?
So not the Lieri Mukwanazi, but the other one, Mukwanazi.
Aye, man. Aye, no.
You see what?
No, Julius Mukwanazi.
Oh my God, man. Oh.
No, I don't know if is he just behaving like that, or he's scared, or maybe he's just not a public speaker. Yeah. I really don't know. How come you are head of police and you're operating that way? How are you dealing with people?
Counter operation. Those are the words that
they must give me so that I can just presiding over his case. I think I'll be able to finish within a day.
The moral and ethical principle that you are applying there is also matter, because many a times, remember the day before yesterday, these are criminals.
But you know what, I find out that you find people that are paranoia, or how do you call it, or they have a level of anxiety when they're in front of authority. But maybe they are also good at doing their job. You know, there are people that are not just public people. You understand?
Yeah, but like in their case, in his case is just that very soon he might find himself the other one, the one who has to do, now then the fact, you know, I mean, this one, contact, so the contact, you can be found that way.
He's agreeing in a lot of things. How can you incriminate yourself like that?
I think
that lawyer should be fired. You might be guilty, but you can't just incriminate yourself from day one until he does not have a good advice.
So let's guard against our system not to be incriminated.
I want your opinion. Yeah, because today at the conference they presented, I think maybe you'll be able to hear me. Because today at the international conference, there was a presentation about the future of Namibia if oil, was utilized properly. In that video, he's looking at buildings, looking at people that are very happy, looking at advancement in technology, and also looking at advanced city. And that was a futuristic approach. And the question that I was asking is to say, it is good to have a vision and be positive about the future. And the president said, no, that can be done. There's nothing that is impossible. But my question is that, what do you think about presenting a picture that can also show that if we do not behave, if we don't invest more in ACC and other strengthening institution of the state and the judicial system, this is how things are going to be. If we don't invest more in our youth, this is how things are going to be. What is your view in that? Yeah.
So you wanted my opinion on what?
What is your view on presenting a futuristic picture of how Namibia is going to be if we don't manage our resource properly? Do you think it's going to be too negative, or do you think it's going to awaken our mind?
It's going to be negative and also awaken your mind.
Is it not a good thing to present the two things on the? It's just my thinking to say, okay, we were very happy to be taught about because you know currently with technology you can come up with a video to say, present for me the future of Windhoek. If the Namibian GDP, for example, increased by 7% per year and young people start getting resources, you will see that picture. Even the building will be so advanced and happy people. Because of advanced technology, you can think and present that picture on a computer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can also ask these robotics and AI things to say, present a picture of Namibia. If we don't follow the rules, if we continue investing less in ACC, if we don't pass the laws that are saving us, or if we continue to, not prioritizing local content, then you can get that. Don't you think it was the right thing to present both pictures?
So you present both, because when you are presenting that picture, I always sometimes imagining
When I read issues and things like that, I'm imagining them.
Yeah.
Issues for digital literacy.
Yeah.
Issues for now economic and the way that you were talking about.
Mm.
Sometimes I bring a picture, you know, a vision that you can have. Looking at how people can be just be employed, working and utilizing those things. But as you, as much as you are presenting that, you must also now look at the challenges.
Yeah, because that would teach us to think, because that day, those days when somebody says study hard because you end up looking like this guy in this corner of this street, you also be scared to say, no, no, I don't want to be like that. Do you understand? Because you can say, no, you want, you study hard, you'll be like Uncle Buana at this stage doing this. But if you don't study, you'll be like this guy in the corner of the street. Then it's easy for us to get the picture to say, if we don't handle, then we'll be like DRC. You understand?
No, no, you must really present the challenges.
Yeah, because challenges, so they
talk about the challenges.
Yeah.
Then the imaging, how do, how will you then translate the challenges into the opportunity of getting growth, of getting work and things like that? Then you will not have done your work.
Yeah, because that can also awaken your thinking of coming up with solutions. Because do you think DRC is where it wanted to be? If you have to take it 30 years ago.
No,
they were also celebrating to say this is Katanga province, is the heart of the world, wealthy. But where are they now?
You see?
Yeah.
So if you don't plan for those risks, especially the political risk and all this economic and whatever risk, you need to scan your environment properly, because you know already that even if you are picturing that, that's just an ideal picture.
Yeah. That you can count.
And then now you look at, you know, obviously you know that a lot of people are unemployed.
Okay, time.
Well, no, it's okay. We can talk next time. Eh?
All right, thank you.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth $1,000, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 24442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of our conversation. I'll leave you in the good hands of Mtumwa team. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around and stay tuned.